President Biden preparing for a CNN town hall in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The president set to push his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan to an invitation-only, socially distanced crowd of Republicans, Democrats, and independents. Winter storm warnings are in place across the southern plains as the region braces for another system. More snow and ice are expected in areas of Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana, on top of the snow that already fell over the weekend. The storm stretching from Texas all the way up the East Coast, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear telling everyone to be smart.
We did not make it through almost a year of a pandemic to lose people to a snow or an ice storm.
A federal judge is blocking a Trump administration rule that attempted to drastically limit asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border. The rule went into effect just one day before President Biden took office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tax filing season is now underway after a delayed start, and it's expected to bring challenges and confusion as taxpayers and the IRS navigate pandemic-related issues, including some pertaining to stimulus checks. Many people also receiving pandemic unemployment insurance, to which Paul Miller, founder of Miller & Company LLP, tells me,
both the federal and the state unemployment are taxed, and so far what we've seen in the state of New York is the federal unemployment is included with the state unemployment. So when you get your statement from the government, it includes both the federal and the state.
A young girl injured in a crash involving a former Kansas City Chiefs coach is awake after 11 days. The update was posted on the GoFundMe page that's seeking donations for her medical expenses. Kansas City police are continuing to investigate the crash involving Britt Reed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New coronavirus variants may require better contact tracing.
Researchers have found a new batch of coronavirus variants in the United States that appear to have the same genetic mutation. The variants share a mutation to the gene that affects how the virus enters the human body. The study's authors say they're not yet sure if it makes the virus more contagious, but they fear that may be the case. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is the director of the cardiac cath lab at George Washington University Hospital, and he tells CNN that the recent discovery shows that the U.S. needs to put more effort into tracking possible variants.
Viruses mutate. This virus has been mutating from the beginning. There are dozens of variants that have been identified, maybe more, over the last year. But what this does show is that we really need to rebuild our genomic surveillance program and identify in real time when these variants emerge.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Brian Sims announced that he's running for Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania. Sims made headlines in 2019 when he filmed himself in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion facility offering a cash reward to anyone in his social media audience who could provide the names of three teenage girls who had been praying outside the abortion facility. Facebook pulled Sims' video and the lawmaker issued a statement in which he promised to do better. More news can be found online by checking out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.